A surprise for the big bad wolf. Level L. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. Pete lived in a straw house. Percy lived in a stick house. Petunia lived in a brick house. A big bad wolf blew down the straw house and the stick house. After that, all three pigs lived together in Petunia's brick house. One day, Petunia went to visit her friend Penny Pig. "Goodbye, boys," said Petunia. "Don't let any strangers in the house." "Our sister was so kind to let us live with her," said Pete. "How can we thank her?" "Let's surprise Petunia," said Percy. "We can make her favorite dinner." "But we don't know how to cook," said Pete. "How hard can it be?" asked Percy. Percy looked in his sister's cookbooks. He found out how to make Petunia's favorite meal, vegetable stew and carrot cake. Pete made a list of everything they needed to buy. Then Percy and Pete went to the market. "What are you going to do with all this food?" asked the clerk. "We're going to make a dinner for our sister," said Pete. "It's a surprise." "Cooking is a hard job," said the clerk. "If you need help, you can always call Chef Lobo. He's the best cook in town. Here's his telephone number." When they got home, Percy said, "Let's make the cake first." They mixed the batter. They put it in the pan. They baked it in the oven. They put frosting on the cake. "This cake is a mess," said Percy. "Maybe we should call Chef Lobo," said Pete. So they did. A few minutes later, the doorbell rang. "Never fear, Chef Lobo is here," cried the chef. "I'll cook you a feast fit for a wolf. Fit for a pig." Chef Lobo took a huge pot and filled it with water. "That pot is too big for stew," said Percy. "I know what I'm doing," said Chef Lobo. While Chef Lobo worked in the kitchen, Percy and Pete set the table. Everything looked perfect when Petunia walked in. "What's all this?" asked Petunia. "It's a surprise for you," said Pete. "We're having your favorite dinner," said Percy. "Vegetable stew." "Who's cooking?" said Petunia. "Chef Lobo," said Percy. "He's the best cook in town." "Oh, really?" said Petunia. "Let me see." Petunia peered into the kitchen. Then she carefully closed the door. "That's no chef," she told her brothers. "That's the big bad wolf with a great big pot. I think he's planning to make little pigs stew." "Oh, no," said Pete and Percy. "What will we do?" "I have an idea," said Petunia. "I'll hide, and you call the wolf in here." Petunia tiptoed into the kitchen. She went to the stew pot and dumped in 3 bottles of hot sauce, 2 jars of red pepper, and 1 tin of black pepper. Then she hid and waited. The wolf came back. He dipped in a spoon and tasted a stew. "Yow! That stew was hot. It was very, very hot. It made his mouth burn. It made his eyes water so much that he couldn't see. He couldn't see Petunia open the back door. He couldn't see the 3 little pigs push him outside. He couldn't see them lock all the doors and windows. He couldn't see them sit down and enjoy their messy but delicious carrot cake."